Now you can see that in his mind new ideas were welling up. What is ambition? What is to be great? Yes? Aim, very great aim. No? Good. Yes?
To do something very much.
Yes? Anybody else? Ambition. Anyway, he said that you should have ambition. And then he asked himself, do I have ambition? He asked this question to himself. Do I have ambition? Do I want to do something? It was a new idea in his mind because the way in which he was living his life, there was so much of simplicity, so much of richness, so much of leisure, so much of love, so much of affection. So he was very happy. In that state of happiness, he had no ambition. He asked himself, have I ambition? And he found that he had no ambition. He had stood first, but it was not his ambition to stand first. No. Yes?
He was ambitious because he was ambitious because if he had he wanted to know what if he had ambition in himself, so he was ambitious.
Good, I am very pleased with your answer. Very, very pleased. But he thought that he had no ambition. You should be with him to tell him, look, you have ambition. But he did not realize because his life was so happy. You know, when your life is simple, when life is rich, when you have a lot of leisure and you have a lot of love and affection from all sides, he was very happy and he felt he had no ambition. But now a new idea entered into his mind. I should have ambition. And when this idea entered into his mind, there was a bombardment in his mind, you know. You can see that this great journey was a very important journey. As he was moving, little by little, new ideas were coming up into his mind. And his mind was, as it were, in a turmoil, like a storm was rising in his mind. Originality, novelty, information, knowledge, ignorance, and now ambition, and to be great. All these ideas were swimming in his mind. For some time he was very quiet. The train was just moving on and on and on and on. His friend was busy all the time, so hardly had any time to talk to him. It was night after some time, and the train was still running. But unlike on other days, today was the first day when he had no sleep. His ideas were still swimming, how to become original. So he said, unless I read everything in the world, how can I be original? What a tremendous pressure on the mind, imagine. Unless I read everything else, all that has been written so far, how shall I be original? It was a tremendous pressure on his mind. If somebody says, be original, and if there is not a wise friend near you to explain to you the process by which you can become original, you know what happens, and this is what happened to this young boy. Unless I read everything in the world, I cannot be original. And that put a great sorrow in his heart. And he decided now when he goes to Bombay, he will read everything. Everything. Then he can become original.
then he was asking this question, how to have ambition. To be original itself is an ambition, he concluded. Yes, I want to be original, and that is ambition. Good. I want to write something new as fast as my friend is writing. These three ideas were running in his mind the whole night, and he had no sleep. By the morning time, you could see that this young boy, who was all the time fresh and cheerful and happy, now he had become quite sorrowful, full of uncertainties. His mind had become clogged. Something had before him which it was impossible to realize immediately. How to read everything in the world so far that he can produce something original? His mind was blocked. So in the morning when he got up, he was waiting to ask a question to his friend. The train was still running. And he asked his friend, it was a very interesting question. It is a result of the whole night's deliberation. He had come to a question. How to study? It's a very easy question in a way. But this was a new question in his mind. How to study? He was studying all the time. He had come first in the examination. But now the question was how to study. Because he wanted to read everything, wanted to study everything. Now the question was how to study everything. So this is a new question, how to study everything. Is there a way of studying everything? Can you think of it? He asked this question of Vidish. How to study? So his friend said, it's a very interesting answer he gave. To study anything, you should first collect in your mind all the ideas you have without studying. This was his first advice. If you are asked to study something, then you collect all the ideas you have before studying. If I ask you the question, what is a tree? Now, if you study the tree, you will have some answer. But before studying, whatever answers come to your mind, you first collect them and write them. Then you find out whether the ideas that you have are sufficient, whether anything is still incomplete. And if there is something incomplete, then you open a book and ask as to how to fill up that which is incomplete. Good. So far so good. But now the big problem arose in his mind. You remember this young boy was a very bright boy, very intelligent boy, very serious boy, sincere boy. He was a budding thinker, a budding philosopher. So now you can see that now a new germ has started in his mind. And he's asking the question, what is matter? You know, all over the world you see, and he found the whole world is, there is one thing which is common in all the things around. And what is it? Matter. You know the meaning of matter?